I know how to pray. I know how to be thankful. For God has blessed me with a broken heart and true godly sorrow for sin.
The Shaker hymn, This Gospel, How Precious, is one of the songs on a new CD of prayers called Zero Church by Suzzy and Maggie Roach. They perform as the Roaches with their sister Terry. Suzzy began collecting hymns, spirituals, Bible verses, and also poems about faith written by people she met while working on this project in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The CD arose out of her fascination with individual experiences of belief and prayer.
I started singing in church as a child, and so there was that. But then I also have always been drawn to people who have a great amount of faith, and also people who are conflicted about it.
Why am I praying? Who's gonna hear what I'm saying? Of nothingness, end of everything, of not knowing now, end of learning to love. Why am I praying?
When you started collecting prayers, how did you cull through them? How did you figure out what would go on the record?
It wasn't really me, honestly. I just started collecting them and I had them taped to this to the window of where I was staying, which was on the top of a building overlooking Cambridge. And I just would wander from one to the next and see, you know, if I could hear anything with each of them.
Now, the challenge for you on a song like Why Am I Praying is to set something to music that has no music to start with. In other words, it's not a spiritual, it's not a hymn, it's a poem, and you have to come up with the melody for it. How do you do that?
Because they weren't written structurally like songs, they were more like conversations, more like someone speaking. And I really love that about singing, is that it can be like a conversation. So for me, that was something that I really enjoyed doing, working with in the poems. Like, for example, in the prayer Anyway, the structure of that was very much not like a song. And so Maggie and I really, really worked with that. It was an amazing process writing that one, because it was almost as if it was already a song and we were just trying to hear the melody. And it was just a fascinating couple of days when we were working that one out.
Trying to hear the melody inside the words?
Exactly, exactly.
People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, we'll win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. Succeed anyway.
You know, the thing about the recording and the music and the words, it's completely open-hearted. There's not one hard-edged, cool, you know, cynical note on the entire thing. Very, very important to me to keep that quality, because that was really the experience of doing it. And it's not necessarily like me to be like that. So that was something I kept trying to return to.
Tell us about the man who wrote the poem A Prayer, Bill Barbeau.
He is a Vietnam vet who was a dog handler in Vietnam, which means that he was assigned a dog whose name was Satan. Apparently, from the things he told me, very frightening, dangerous, violent job to have. And he struggled very much over whether or not he could say the things that he needed to say in the prayer.
This is a prayer not of thanks, but beseeching for forgiveness for what happened during the war.
Yes, he talks about the killing, you know, that he killed people, but at the same time he's a real patriot, you know. So it's a very complicated prayer, and I think it's particularly relevant right now. And it also is amazing that he happens to be a firefighter.
As a young man, I killed a lot of people for no good reason. What became no good
struck by a line in here, I must have had other choices. I know I had other choices. Forgive me.
Yeah. It's just, it must be a familiar thought in a soldier's mind. And it just underscores the kind of sacrifice that soldiers make.
Do you pray on a regular basis?
Yeah, I would have to say I do. I mean, I have my own way of doing it, I guess. But I have, I'm human like everybody else, and I lose my faith all the time and then am amazed by how much I am being supported by something else besides myself. But I struggle just like everybody else.
Suzy Roach, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
The new CD by Suzy and Maggie Roach is called Zero Church.